puppet was about 6 months old, and
so this is your father you're talking
about. Yeah, and they tied him in a tree while the Yankees burned their house, and they had had a painter, a portrait painter, to come and paint all the pictures. He stayed with them six months. And so Grandma got those pictures out of the house, and she put them up against a tree, you know, to get them out from the fire. They got everything out they could, and they got these paintings. And one of these Yankee soldiers came by, and he just stuck his sword through it. And I've got it hanging in there now, and that sword.
I'd like to see that before we leave.
Yeah, but Little told me that was valuable with that sword mark in it, and so he reinforced it, you know, all around and fixed it. And he wants me to write the history of that, and I never have done it, and put it on the back.
You mean the story of how that?
Uh huh.
Well, you should do it.
Yeah, I know I should. My nephew Benny told me he was coming down here and hear a lot of my tales, but he never has come.
Should have come today.
Yeah.
Well, what other tales do you have to tell me?
Well, Kitty, what else do I know? I know a lot of them, but I can't think.
Ride a bicycle all the way down Cameron Hill with no brakes on.
Yeah, but I'd break it with my foot. It was an old girl's bicycle and had a big long thing on the back, and you could stand on that and then get on the... Mm-hmm. I used to ride at school. And I used to pick up about five kids, put them on that bicycle, and one day we was going down the street and it was raining, and we slipped and we all got muddy, and we got to school, and the principal, Mr. Bounds, made us go home and change our clothes. We had to walk near home, and I had five kids. I'd have one standing on that thing that stuck out back there. I'd have one on the seat, have one on the handlebars, and I'd be in the middle, you know, feeling like this. Mm. Mama says, you don't ever see how I got raised. I was always into something.
Did you know Creed Bates?
Mm-hmm.
You did?
He was Ms. Eugene Bryan's brother. See, my sister worked for Mr. Bryan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was his brother.
What did Creed Bates do when you...
He was a school, worked at school, principal.
Did you know his father and mother?
No, I didn't know him, but Mama did. I'd heard her talk about him.
Did you ever, you mentioned St. Elmo, did you spend much time in the St. Elmo
Well,
area?
I didn't, but my aunt that married the man from Indiana, when he first came down here, he came after the war, and his uncle was a colonel in the Union Army. His name was Wainwright, Colonel Wainwright. And then Colonel O'Brien, his father, was in the Union Army. And, you know, there's a lot of people in this town that came as carpetbaggers. And H. Clay Evans was one of them. Of course, maybe I ought to tell that. You better strike that out.
If he was one of them, he knows it.
And
it's the old H. Clay
Evans. Yeah. But his Uncle Hubert, H. Clay Evans was his orderly during the war. And so then after the war, Uncle Hubert came down here and got a job. They had a lumber company, and he worked for the Evans Lumber Company and lived up there with them on Bluff, where they lived up down East Terrace. They lived up on East Terrace. But that's how he got down here, was through Mr. Evans. So I'd say he was one too. On Hubert.
Well, they always said he was. And see, this really upset Grandpa Dotson, that his, who had been a colonel in the Union, in the Confederate Army, his daughter marrying a man who had been, his father had been a colonel in the, but that happened a lot.
It's funny, when they came down here, Grandpa went up there, she went up there to visit us after they moved up there. That they lived here a while, and then he moved back to Indiana. And Grandpa went up to see Aunt Minnie and Uncle Hubert, and he found out that he and Uncle Hubert had fought against each other at Chickamauga.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He just couldn't ever tell, but he was against Uncle Grandpa's division.
Did you ever spend any time in the area called Rock City of Lookout Mountain?
We used to hike up there.
Mm-hmm. Was there any development of it
No, it wasn't developed then.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I remember that Fat Man Squeeze, that was up there then.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's been there a million years, I guess.
Uh-huh. Ain't?
What about Ruby Falls? Did you ever go in?
Yeah, well, no, I never did go to Ruby Falls. I didn't like underground.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like caves. I never did fool with caves. But I remember that old hotel up there that burned.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the springs at White Oak? You talked about going to up on Walden Ridge. To get there, did you go by the big springs near where Klein's studio is now?
Yeah. We went by, we used to go, there was a spring on that Signal Mountain Road. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, there were springs, there were several springs.
And that's the last time this cousin that I told you died with the flu, during the flu epidemic, Walter Wells. The last time I saw him, he was standing there getting some water out of that spring. And every time I go by where that place is now, I think of him.
Well, where was that? If you're going out to...
And you go to Red Bank, mm-hmm. and you go to get on the Signal Mountain Road from Red Bank over,
mm-hmm.
you pass it.
Okay, now you're talking about the Mountain Creek Road that comes from Red Bank, or do you come down Dayton Boulevard and turn right on Signal Mountain Road?
Yeah. No, I'm talking about I go to Red Bank, and there's some kind of a store right over here, and you turn on this road. You go by where that flower shop is thing.
Mm-hmm.
And right in front of it, kind of, up that big old hill, there was a spring.
Do you know where she's missing? So you turn right there near in Red Bank.
Yeah.
Is it Red Bank or White Oak you're talking about? You're talking about where that old Green Lantern used to be. You turn there going to Signal Mountain.
Yeah.
Well, now, I think that's White Oak. It's not really Red Bank, isn't it?
You're talking about the intersection of Signal Mountain Road and Dayton Boulevard.
Yeah, I believe
so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there were some big springs right at that intersection.
Yeah.
Okay. There were also a big spring back before you get to there near the Klein Studio, and that was called Stringer Spring.
Yeah, I remember that, hearing that.
And there used to be a big house there where the Stringer family lived.
Well, that Stringer Ridge, too.
Was named for him,
well,
Stringer's Ridge.
I was wondering, now I doubt if that tunnel was under Stringer's Ridge. How did you get to Signal Mountain at that point? Go over that little ridge?
The tunnel was built, if I got my facts straight, about 1908, I think.
So maybe it was there. Maybe you went through the tunnel.
Yeah, it'd be
that. Do you remember going through that tunnel?
Mm-hmm.
I guess so.
No. I remember a thing that we would stop if it's raining, get under something out there.
Do you remember a place called Vallombrosa?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that was close to the. That was up on top of the Stringer's Ridge in that area.
No, I don't remember that.
Do you remember when they built the first Erlanger Hospital?
No, but I remember how it looked. I don't remember when they built it.
I remember how it looked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's look through that scrapbook.
I got some. That's all about him.
Mm-hmm. Does that newspaper clipping have a date on it? Don't believe it
if
does.
If they don't, I may have some dates.
If this is when he died in 1904.
Okay.
Some of the obituaries are really strange.
Mm-hmm.
There's Judge Moon.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the McCauley's one. And there's Tom McCauley.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the mom and the papa.
Mm-hmm.
They founded McCauley School.
They're the ones that lit it. And now there's my sister that was valedictorian. That's Carlton Wright. There's Grace Gilbreth. All these people were in there.
Mm-hmm.
There's Oscar Siegel, the one that sang.
Mm-hmm.
There's my Uncle John Dodson.
John L. Dodson.
That lived in Oxford, Alabama, and he owned a college. And all my folks went to him to school except Uncle Sam. Uncle Frank, he never would go to school.
College, you mean?
College, I mean. And Aunt Min, she went to Mary Sharp. But the rest of them, Mama and all of them, went to Uncle John's, and he used to take poor boys and educate them. They called him the wonderful old man of the
South. Who was Neil Price? Neil S. Price.
I don't know what Mama had that in there for.
Died November the 5th, 1889.
Somebody she knew, I guess.
Hmm.
Now here's something I ain't nailed. And Aunt had, and Miss Bessie Bledsoe. She was a lady that lived here.
Where was that picture taken?
That was taken up at the Glens.
Oh, yeah. Side of Lookout Mountain.
I believe that point I was talking about way back there on Signal Mountain was James Point. Wasn't there a James Point?
I believe it was. It's my uncle's house, and when he moved to Savannah, it had Uncle Marshall. And that's Eugenia O'Connor, and her father had a studio here and took pictures. O'Connor Studio. And that's Eugenia, and she just died last year down in Florida, and they brought her back and buried her. That studio was over a bakery.
O'Connor Studio, the second floor over the Hamilton Mansion?
No, it was next door. Hamilton. It was just a two-story building.
I see.
See, there's some good... I haven't got my glasses, Kitty.
Got a newspaper.
Waldenridge.
Newspaper clipping dated January 10th, 1934. Mrs. O.T. Buffalo, who was Mamie Van Dusen.
They owned a, they had a hotel here in Chattanooga.
What was the name of it?
Van Dusen.
Oh, where was it?
Northern Hotel.
The Northern.
Yeah, it was right across the street from the Reed House on, not this way, that way.
Mm-hmm. I remember seeing that hotel.
There's William Jennings Bryan.
Miss Annetta Trimble.
And she was a teacher at high school, Chattanooga High School, and they lived across the street from us on Poplar Street.
I see. What school is this?
What is that? Always
boost your school.
I don't know what that is.
You said you worked at the name of that was Hamilton Trust?
Hamilton Trust and Savings Bank.
And what were the other places you worked? Did you work other places?
I worked
after
Southern
that?
Railway.
Oh, yeah.
I worked there 3 years, Southern Railway.
And did you work anywhere else after that?
No.
Uh-huh.
Mm-mm. I never did work after I married.
Mm-hmm. Well, can you think of any more tales to tell us?
I got plenty of them. You'd be here all night and all day.
But what you need to do is when you think up 4 or 5 more, why, give me a call and we'll make another tape.
Well, I'll forget which I told you.
Well, I won't forget.
You won't forget.
No.
Oh, me. Well, I used to have some funny ones. Mama could tell a tale. Funniest thing she ever did tell me, one thing she said, and what was that old fella's name that was Gus Daddy? He lived out towards Ringgold out that way, and one day he stopped the train. He raised this red flag, you know, and stopped the train. They thought a wreck was up there, Ed, and he went up to the engineer and he told him, he said, well, I just wanted to tell you that we're going to have a picnic over at Bell Buckle and we want you to come. And I said, that was the talk of the town about old Gus Daddy stopping the train to tell him to invite him to a picnic. Oh, he used to, Mama could tell some real funny tales. Guess I'll put that back.
Well, I don't want to keep you too long here. You've told us quite a bit. You've got one full tape and nearly two.
Oh, me. Well, I didn't know. You want to go in there and show them that picture?
Yeah, I'd like to see that picture.
Yeah, we'll show you that picture.
Now this picture is of whom? Go ahead. Who's in this picture now?
That's my two oldest sons.
See right there, sword.
And he's got his name on there.
What is it?
G.W. Swift.
He painted it in 1855.
See, it was for the war.
Mm-hmm. And you said there were a group of these paintings?
Two.
Yeah,
two.
There was some more. I know there was one at Aunt Florence, but Mama sent it to her husband. He wrote after Grandma died and wanted it, but she had willed it to my sister Florence, but she didn't get it.
And what are the names of this boy and girl in the
That's not a girl. It's two boys. It's Tom and that's Tom. He's the oldest, and George.
And the last name Samuel.
And that's the little dog's name's Teddy.
Teddy Samuel.
And this one looks like he has a hat with a big feather.
Yeah, but back then they said little boys wore hats like that.
Now what this probably was, that was their faces, but they, well, no, who was holding that dog? You know, they would go around and make these pictures of people's heads, and then they would have clothes that you stuck their head through.
Mm-hmm.
But this was, I guess, a whole oil painting of them, because this man stayed at their house for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Doing a painting of everybody, and that's the way they used to do the more wealthy people would bring these people.
That happened in my family, and I had one of the
is that right?
Things on the wall.
Where's your family from?
Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get interested in Chattanooga history, just because you live here?
Mm-hmm. I moved here in 1950. Just a hobby.
Some of the best stuff.
You wouldn't need any Danish books down the library, do you?
What?
Danish books.
Danish books?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They might, I don't know.
That's out of his department.
Yeah.
Were they written in foreign language?
Yeah, see, my stepfather was originally from Denmark.
Is that
and he was an engineer, and he went to college in Denmark, and his engineering books are all in Danish. So when he died, we didn't have anything to do with the Danish engineering books.
That's a shame, because somewhere somebody would like to have them. I don't.
Somewhere, but see, there's very few, even here in Chattanooga. I think there's one more that lives here in Chattanooga, but he retired, so he doesn't hear anything.
Well, I've enjoyed spending time with you.
I'll think up some more funny jokes.
That'll be good. That'll be good. Be glad to talk to you again.
Okay.
It's really it helps people that years from now want to know about the places in Chattanooga. Mm-hmm. And you never did.
I can tell you a lot of things about Brainerd. I've lived out here since I married.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of changes out there.
See, I never did ask you how old you were. I never did either.
Well, you better not.
See, I know better. I know my mama didn't raise any dummies.
Yeah, it didn't.
Just ask her granddaughters and grandsons.
No.
She's 39 and holding.
I'm not going to go behind her
back. I told my little great granddaughter, she asked me my birthday, and she says, Nanny, how old are you? I said, I'm 39 and holding, but I said, Anna, I've been holding too long, now I'm going backwards. She said, well, you're 38 then, aren't you?
End of the interview with Mrs. Arnold, April 29th, 1984.